You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Learn more at wearelibertarians.com.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Miranda's World. I, of course, am your wonderful, sexy host, Miranda. And I have two sexy kittens with me today, Chris Spangle.
Hello.
I just pointed at him so he knew. And I've got Joey Scheidler.
Hello.
These two are pretty much my husbands.
That's true.
Both of them, yes. Yep. And Joey and I have been dating since about four months now?
Yeah, I'd say so.
All right. And how long have we known each other?
Forever, pretty much.
Yeah, but if you had to put a number on those years.
Probably 2 years, maybe.
I think it's more like three, but
two or three years.
Yeah.
Oh boy, this is gonna be a fight.
This is where this is going. Chris Spangle and I have just we shared a womb.
Today is actually our 1 year anniversary of friendship on Facebook.
Oh snap! I haven't been on Facebook today.
Yeah, I noticed that today. So we have been friends for a little over a year
balloon
now.
Balloon drop.
Yep.
Awesome. Ah, that's very exciting. Joey and I. Good God. So what was it like the first time you met me? Let's go back there. He's high as fuck. He has no clue.
Are you really?
No, I'm not.
He's not.
No, I'm not. I just was trying to recap.
Well,
the first time you meet Miranda is a special experience. I actually didn't like Miranda the first time I met her.
A lot of people say that. They want to not like me because what they think my personality might get to be like.
Exactly right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I saw you on stage and I was just like, fuck this girl. And then I met you after a show and then I was like, I kind of like her. She's nice.
Yeah. So I'm a very nice girl, but it's all about vibes. I'm very intuitive and I'll pick up. So yeah, when people are just good people or just normal people, I'm very nice and but then, you know, I can sense a snake in the grass. I'm not afraid to stomp it out. Joey.
Well, I'm trying to remember the first exact time, but that's so hard to remember. But
it was a long time ago. Where did you meet me?
I met you at the Brass.
Yeah, I had no boobs.
She had no boobs then.
I was a little thicker.
A little thicker, yeah. I remember
trying not to call her.
I always told her it didn't look. It never looked that. I mean, I was
just super thick. I actually liked my body back then. I didn't have a problem with it. Like, yeah. I mean, I got compliments from like the women I worked with and from men. Like, oh, everybody loved my thick body. I was just trying to get more like tone up and just be healthier all around.
No offense to Joey, but I like your current body pretty
well.
Oh,
I love it. Everybody does, even Joey.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a pretty good body, isn't it, Joey?
Oh, it's the best. Let's be real.
Yeah, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
I bet.
Well, if you're in my nude circle, which you two are.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a special thing.
I was pretty concerned when the We Are Libertarians page was breached, and I was like, are my nudes safe?
They are safe. They stay only with me. How many people do you send nudes to?
Honestly, not very many anymore. Well, and I'll tell you, it started, I was still not in shape, but when I first got my breasts done, I had taken some nudies, but they had to be artfully shot.
Right.
Because my stomach wasn't as great as it is now. It wasn't bad, but if you got it from the right angle, it was fine. But if you got it from another one, it was like, no. And then my boobs, again, all about the angle. Can I get a bra? You know, whatever. But I always had a nice butt, you know, but it's harder to photograph that, or it was then. Now I know what to do. give myself the old reach around. But I got really turned on sending nudes when I got my boobs done. I woke up from consciousness at my friend's apartment. I had a button-down shirt, pajama shirt. I was like, unbutton me.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at them. I was just like, yes. And then I took a photo, and I sent that photo to so many people.
Not me.
No, he wasn't.
I wasn't in the circle yet.
Yeah, we weren't talking a lot then. I had broken up with my ex, and we had done a back and forth thing for a long time. And then we had a couple, like our first, like the first time that I had broken up with him for a substantial amount of time, I did happen to go on a date with this man.
Ew.
He talked me into it. And of course, but we had fun and I kind of liked him. And so then I was just like, yeah, don't talk to him ever again.
How long ago was this?
A couple years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, because he would try to get me to do stuff. And, you know, I liked him and stuff. But part of it was where we had met. I was just kind of like, okay.
Is it because he's, you meet
part
him?
Part of it was where he had met. And I'm just like, okay, nothing's going to come from this. Like, you know what I mean? Don't, like, why even waste your time or his time? Like, and plus he had two small, you know, he still has two small children, but they were smaller at the time. And he smoked cigarettes and stuff. And I just, those were deal breakers for me at that time.
Absolutely.
And I just was like selfish, a very selfish place. And I was just like, no, I like him, but all these other things, it's like, that won't go anywhere. Just stay away from him.
He also seems like a very nice person. And that doesn't seem like the type of person you were into even a year ago. Now you're totally.
Now I've been shit on by enough people. Thank you, match.com. To really appreciate and understand. Okay. But yeah, I couldn't take someone that just lets me walk all over them because I am very dominant. Like, so if you just let me, then I will. And then I'll just look at you like you're pathetic.
Right.
I don't want to do that. And so, yeah, there were so many things and I was like, nope, nope. And then just never talk to him again. That's my like if I like someone, I'm like, and so I did, and we would stay in contact, but it was just texting, and like that's it. And so, good heaven, where did
you
the ex? I know this something was going there.
Yeah, we were just talking about how you guys met, and Joey.
My nudes.
The nudes. I asked how many people you sent it
to. Yeah, that's right. Well, so and then I started sending. I had broken up with him, and so, he, of course, the day before my surgery, shows up at my apartment. Had never shown up at my apartment unexpected.
Right. This is the ex, not Joey.
Yeah, this is the ex. So he shows up there, of course, trying to get in on all of this.
Say goodbye.
No, he wanted to be there for the new ones.
Oh.
So, yeah, he managed to weasel his way back in. But so, like, I literally took pictures. I was taking pictures, and, like, I sent them to every coworker that I'd ever had. From anywhere. Lantern Woods. The whole crew got them.
BW3s.
Yeah, the B-Tubs crew. Everybody, I swear to God, anybody and everybody. I would have posted it to Facebook probably. I was also still on medication,
mm-hmm.
for one. But for two, oh my gosh, no. It was just like, they were so beautiful and wonderful. And I was like, oh, I love them so much. And so from then on, I started taking a lot of nudies. And it was mostly like my friend Emily Sweet. Mm-hmm. Love her so much.
Me too.
Oh, who does? Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Emily Sweet would get them. Oh, all of my old coworkers. I mean, Ashley Dion, the people I worked with at Lantern Woods, the girls from the office. So they would get a slew of them.
a slurry, if you will.
Yeah.
And
I have
to ask Joey, because like, does it bother you that your girlfriend sends nudes to other guys and other people?
No. I mean,
people see me naked for work.
Yeah, I mean, if people want to see her topless, they could just go to the grass.
Yeah.
It depends on the context of why they're being sent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're just being sent to be sent, then that's
I feel like it's myself. Yeah, I feel like because I have received several nudes, and I feel like it's not like Miranda, and I think it's easy for some guys to like get those signals crossed. Like I feel like it's like, hey, look at this. I want attention. Please compliment me.
Yeah, like I took an awesome photo.
Right.
Yeah,
more than, hey, this is going to be yours, you know?
Oh, like, yeah, exactly. Like, hey, I want that dick up in here.
Right.
No, yeah, because there's nothing like that. It's not in that context at all.
Yeah.
And so sometimes that does create, and that's part, that was like a stand-up routine that I talked about for a while. It was like how I would send my nudes to everyone, but then like get people in trouble, obviously. So now people are probably like scared to open my text messages.
I have been at work around people, uh-huh. and gone, I've gotten a Snapchat from you going, I'm not going to open this right now.
Yeah.
Because it could be your cat or it could be your pussy. I don't know.
Yeah. You don't know.
You never
and,
know.
I mean, my friend Lindsay, she says the same thing. Like she was like, oh my God, I opened, like the first time it happened, she was like, I opened a Snapchat from you in front of my son. I was like, bitch, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
Do you know? Me and
yeah.
So but yeah, so I mean, when I take them, I'm not like
Tad Western's here. We're recording Tad talk after this, so
Tad talk. Hey,
I said just walk in so you don't interrupt the broadcast, so he rung the doorbell instead.
I realize you were
broadcasting. Yeah, we're broadcasting. We're talking about nudes, Tad.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but again, I was just proud of them. I'm just like, woo, I look awesome. And so I would send them to people, and they have girlfriends and stuff. And I'm not, I mean, they're people, of course, they probably like me. I don't even like them. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking just so innocent about the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm not like, oh, here's something to jack off to later.
Right.
But of course, I know they probably will. That's not my problem. But however, like, people's girlfriends will see it and get mad. Thanks, iCloud. Well, guess what? That's not my problem.
He shouldn't have saved
it. I don't want anything. Well, yeah, or quit having stuff. Go to your iPad and your phone.
Yeah.
Have some privacy. But it's like, again, yeah, I'm not sending it to be sexy. I happen to be sexy. Not my fault.
Yeah.
Kind of my fault. I work on it. But that's not the, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm in shape, or, oh, you know what I mean? Like, there is a different reason for
right.
it. I'm not just like, oh, I wish you were here right now.
Right.
No.
Yeah, because there's never been any
I
kind of...
I get those ones.
Yeah, of course. I can't imagine the nudes that you get, the videos that you probably get.
Yeah.
Got to be pretty good, Joey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are.
Because Miranda's on the crazy hot scale. Miranda's... pegging tens on both, on the crazy and the hot. So it's got to be pretty good.
I'm breaching those access points. Like.
Yeah. You're setting a new world record for crazy hot. So, yeah.
I'm trying.
I've wondered about that because, again, I mean, it's not something where I think it's, you know, we're friends. It's, you know, it's not a romantic thing. And
you've never touched my pussy.
Have a boyfriend. Yeah. And so you just threw me off. I flash back to the middle school that wasn't good with girls there for a minute. Like, oh my God, can I?
He's so red.
I am. But yeah, I wondered, like, I was like, you know, because she has a boyfriend and I know she really likes him. So why is she sending nudes? And I'm sure he knows about it. And what does he think about it? So
yeah, I think the key to how awesome he is that he knows who I am. So again, it would bother him. Now, if I were like talking to some guy, like, some sexual advance or whatever to the person and then sending them or like whatever, then yeah, that's different. Again, the context. But also, it's like knowing my job. That's, I think, a big part of like desensitizing that issue. At least it is for me too, because I mean, people see me topless all the time. People see parts of my body all the time. And honestly, they don't see my vagina at work. Mm-hmm. But I did show my pussy for $100 at a golf outing for literally 2 seconds. I mean, when I say I showed my pussy, I took my pants and I took my shorts and my underwear off. I hadn't even showered that day. I had a Velcro hair situation. So I peeled my underwear off. And then I stood there for 2 seconds and I ran and did a cartwheel to get away from everybody. I probably had toilet paper fuzzballs stuck to my asshole. Swear to God. I had no idea what that situation even looked like. Didn't care. I was like, oh yeah, you want to give me $100? I took the $100, took my pants off. You saw it. Boom. We done.
Right.
But
as we established on We Are Libertarians, you're high T. You have a lot of testosterone.
Yes.
So very hairy.
In those places, like my underarms, I just shaved this morning. No, I didn't. It's been like 2 days.
Oh my God. That's why it looks like you have buckwheat in a headlock.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, it really is. It's like, that is seriously a day and a half growth.
That's disgusting.
It's really bad. Yeah. It's horrible. My pussy and my underarms and my calves. Horrible. And my mustache.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And my unibrow. Just a few things. But I'm not going to let just anybody touch it. I mean, it's in pristine condition for a purpose. Didn't happen by just letting any Tom, Dick, and Harry in there.
Right.
But I have no problem showing it to people because guess what?
Well, go ahead.
You can't have it. Well, you know what? I think you'd be in for a very, very rude awakening if I did that today.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd probably clear the room.
No, thank you then.
Yeah. Even the cats would probably just start like feeling weird.
They'd
They'd get in that shower.
Yeah.
They'd get in that shower and hiss.
That's how you know.
Yeah. It's period season.
So how do you two, handle the fact that she's crazy?
I mean, I'm a little crazy myself. I'm more mild tempered, you know, mild mannered, but you know, I have a crazy side too. And I just think it blends well. You got to have a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. When I had a younger child though, I was more mild mannered also. My craziness has taken off as I've gotten the freedom to do so. So he may get worse. but yeah, I think honestly, you need to get a little bit more involved here. You are basically the person, you're like the animal handler at the zoo, you know?
Right.
He walked in with a chair and a whip.
Yeah, exactly. There's a pole. He's got to tie me to it.
Yeah.
Seriously, yeah. What about, okay, because I'm always late. So let's just... let's talk about the first time that we hung out. Why don't you tell the viewers about the first time, or the listeners, rather. The first time we hung out, we went to that place. We had a drink. I liked you. I gave you a kiss, and then I never talked to you again.
Give me a kiss.
I don't even kiss people on the first date, swear to God. But I liked him, and then I ended up kissing him, and I was like, bitch, what are you doing? Get away. Never talk to him again. And that was what I did. And so then a couple years later... You know, he had tried to get me to do some things back and forth. And I was always like, no. I'd have stuff going on or just whatever. And then he asked me to go to the air show and I said yes. And so that was like a week before. And then there was a few times that I actually tried to get him to hang out in between that time because I was thinking to myself, like, again, I was in a totally different place than when I'm like, you know what? Miranda, you go out with guys now. You're cool. You can do that. Like, you hang with dudes. Like, you know what? You just invite him. And so... It was, again, because of the no pressure, like he wasn't like ever really, weird about things. So it's like I invited him to come along just out to saddle up or something with like me and a girlfriend because I knew like he would be fun and not get weird. And so one time he said he was going to do something. It was a Friday night. He said he would come. And then I kept calling him and and nothing. And then the next day he was like, oh, I fell asleep. And I was like, the fuck? And it happened again.
Same weekend too.
Yeah.
It was Friday night and Saturday night, and we were going to the air show that Sunday.
So then Nikki ended up getting a hold of me that Saturday night. We went out and got so ratchet. Oh my God. That was the night I beat myself in the face with some barbecued ribs. And these guys were at the end of the night from Saddle Up. Some weird men were outside of Saddle Up watching us at this food truck. My friend ate a big sausage. I get the...
Right. Yeah.
I kept making jokes about the sausage in her mouth, and then she was drunk, so she kept saying it. She didn't get it. And so they were just like, oh, like standing there, just like watching her in amazement because she is like a tomboy anyway. So she was just like really getting it with that hot dog or sausage. It was a sausage. And so I wanted a hot dog, not a sausage, and he didn't have one. So then I had to get the barbecued ribs. And so then the guys were kind of like all staring at me. So I just started like ripping the meat off of it and like slapping myself in the face, sauce flying everywhere. I still probably have sauce in my car, swear to God. I was getting so crazy with it. Like I got in the car to wipe down because I had baby wipes or, Cottonelle wipes or whatever in the car. That's how I got in the car. But that was hilarious. Beat myself in the face with the sauce. We did stupid shit. Nikki is always on a mission to get the dick. So she... I swear to God. And so I talked her out of going with this guy who looked like fucking meatloaf or some shit. Okay. And she was, and so somehow one of the guys we were standing outside talking to that wasn't a creep was his friend. And so she's just like, Ma, oh, I should have done da da da. And I'm like, girl, you were going to thank me tomorrow. I did not let you do that. No, that guy knew him. She was talking about how much she was like on a mission for the dick. So then he's like, well, I've got his number. So then he.
Meaning Joey.
No. This guy, the meatloaf man.
Oh, okay.
The man that looks like meatloaf. Okay. And so my friend went there because every time this is what happens, I get ditched at the end of the night, no matter who I go out with. So me as a single woman. So she ends up getting, I dropped her off at that guy's house, which wasn't far from my place. I'm like, okay. And so then I went home. It was like 5 in the morning by the time I got home. She came to my place, I don't know, like 9 o'clock maybe. Either she got an Uber or he had driven her. And just like every other time, she came and was like telling me how horrible it was. And sometimes it is worse than this. But so because she is so wasted. So she kept crawling into bed with his roommate. And then she was like, oh, I should have just fucked him. He was way hotter. The meatloaf guy was not hot at all. I kept trying to tell her that night. I'm like, girl, you don't want to have sex with him. She was like making life connections at the bar, just like disappear, talking forever, having conversations. We're gonna settle up. I'm like, bitch, what are you doing? And so I'm like, do you know him? It was so weird. And so she ended up coming home, telling me about it. We laughed. We laid in bed. I talked to him, confirmed, like, yeah, like, we're, it was probably like an hour or two from when we were supposed to leave. I fell asleep. I hadn't been to bed yet. Yeah. I go to sleep. I slept until like 12 or 1. When I woke up and I was like, oh shit. And I was trying to talk Nikki into going. My friend, Jenny, friend is a loose word. So I said something to her about going before Nikki had even come around,
right,
like earlier in the week. So she, and she knows Joey. So when she'd been blowing my phone up all day, and honestly, it's just because the guy she was dating was going to be there. Now it all makes sense. That's what she was trying to make sure she got there. But she started blowing my phone up all early in the day. And then I went to sleep. So I was ignoring everybody's calls because I was trying to sleep. And then I woke up and then I started returning calls. And so then she, I got like a message from her. Like one of the texts said, like, I guess I'm just going to go with Joey, or like me and Joey. And I was like, bitch, say what? And so then I like, cause it was just like the first things I was reading. And so then I text him, I'm like, and he wasn't with her or anything. And I was just like, she was just on one. And so I was like, do you still want to go? And he was like, yeah. So then he came to get me, which we were supposed to meet at his house, but I was like, well, I still need to get ready. So he came to get me and we drove down there and we had a lot of fun.
We did.
Tell him about Kitty and all that fun.
Kitty was a real sweetheart. So we went with another gentleman. I knew him from the brass and I think that's where she knows him too, but great guy. But he had a suite down at the air race. And so he's like, yeah, come on down, you know, open bar, whatever you want. So we get down there and like most parties, they start off just kind of casual. People are just kind of sipping. And then it's almost like a switch is flipped where all of a sudden everybody's hammered drunk. So the scandalous pictures start being snapped.
Well, hold on. How old was Kitty?
Kitty was probably, looked good, but every bit of 65, yes, probably.
But she was very sassily dressed. She had a sassy attitude.
I'm guessing like tiger.
She did have
print.
Something leopard.
She did, I think.
Yeah. She sure did.
I've got the video on my phone.
She had
if
some
we need
cute.
To
oh God,
to
please
it.
Get that video out please, right yeah, now, right. Seriously. So, she had her husband or boy toy, if you will. I don't know what he was, but he wasn't young, but he was I think younger than her, maybe by a few years, not many, but
yeah.
Gosh, so it's like such a mixed crowd, but most of the people are from the brass. Okay, mm-hmm. So they're dancers or just whatever, and so right. Then Kitty and these, I don't know. How they knew that guy, probably through obviously work. He owns a bank in Greenfield. And so throughout the whole day, I loved Kitty, of course. So I mean, let the photo session begin. I mean, she bent me over at one point. Like, I mean, we were just getting so silly and she was so fun and just, oh, she was a doll.
Yeah.
And she definitely was trying to get some of this. And so at one point I said like that's my husband, and of course we weren't even dating at the time, but he's so fun and go with it. He just goes with it all the way.
Oh yeah, she's sassy and cute.
She
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She for an older lady. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's and Jenny.
Just right. Just put the photo up to the camera here. Turn it around the other way.
It goes right here.
Right there. Yeah. Right there. Yeah. Cool. That's good.
Yeah. So she, you know, she's there with her guy, but I'm like, oh yeah, we're swingers. Like I'm just saying funny stuff, and she's like, we are too. And like, she was loving it. She loved my boobs. She was loving everything about me. So then, do you know anything? Do you want to get to the hot dog, all the fun stuff, or do you think I'll tell that better?
You'll probably tell it better.
I probably will. But you should tell us something. Tell a story about that day. Tell us what you remember.
Oh, it was a great day because, like I said, we had been trying to hang out. She thought I was just blowing her off, but I honestly wasn't. I had my brother had a man party where they went and got with his law firm. They had
a man party.
Yeah, like it's like a bachelor party, but not. But
there's nobody getting married.
I don't know about Tad Western, but if I get invited to a man party, I'm not going.
It was all like his lawyer friends, but it's a big.
There were some tomahawk steaks.
They all went. They spent about $3,000 on about 9 tomahawk steaks that were
damn
I mean, this big, and so I literally did get the meat sweats, and I was asleep by 10. I was done.
He was.
Meat
I
sweats
was out
are real.
Cold.
Meat yeah. sweats are real.
They are. So yeah, I was out cold. I felt horrible because I obviously had a thing for this little kitten over here for a while.
He always would come to my comedy shows when he could. Like he has been a supporter of me as a person for a long time.
Yeah.
Slow played it. I never no high
yeah,
pressure.
Yeah, he
with
would
her.
Just come.
Our mutual friend Bowers. He. I asked. So what do you think of Miranda's boyfriend? And then he was like, oh dude, from the second he met her, he's been into her. And this is a great relationship for her. Hopefully she, and then I said, hopefully she doesn't mess it up.
Yeah, that's, and I've had that conversation with both you and Bowers.
Yeah, yeah. Don't mess it up. He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
You deserve happiness, and people like us generally get happy and go, well, this isn't good at all. I need to fuck this up.
All the time, I think about just like flaking out. Like, I just think, okay, no, you know what? You like him a lot, and you better stop.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Something's going to happen. He's not going to like you anymore. And then
right.
That's just what always happens, too. I mean, that is what happens. Something, you know what I mean? It's like whether they just get comfortable in the relationship or, you know, then they're just like, well, I've got this badass bitch. Like, I must be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Whatever their attitude problem is. You know, it does. It's like, oh, they're always really interested and then they're not. So, I mean,
yeah.
But of course they really are, but it's just how they,
it's your own brain, you know, where you go, listen,
not good enough. So
exactly. Yeah, it's a self-esteem thing. And so you just have to talk yourself through it and go, no, this is, you're good. You're fine. It's fine. You know, but, and it's good to talk about that stuff. I don't know if you guys talk through that stuff and
we
go,
do.
Hey, I'm crazy. Can you help me make sure I'm not crazy?
Yeah, we do. Cause yeah, I am. I'm so out there that it's like, yeah, we have to kind of just be able to talk about it or else who knows?
Yeah.
But so that day though, it was super funny. We did finally get to hang out. Kitty was a real treat though. So we're hanging out. I was really the fun starter, which I am a lot of times, but I mean, you would think all these strippers, all these people like, lame as fuck. So
right.
I get everything. I'm like getting this party going. Me and Kitty are just really keeping it going. We got everybody alive. And at one point there was a bathroom about the size of this table in that suite. And it had a shower and a toilet. That's it. I got all the people. I don't know. Like Kitty, her husband, me, Joey, Jenny, and I'm pretty sure maybe one or two other people. I got everyone to come into that bathroom. Squeeze in there, turn the infrared light on. I think Kitty wanted to see my boobs. So
right.
I'm like, okay, well, let's all go in here. So I get everybody to go into that tiny bathroom. We close the door. I pulled my boobs out. Jenny showed her boobs. Somebody asked her. She wanted to be a part of it. And then we made Kitty show her boobs, like, again, real 65-year-old woman boobs. But it was, she had not, they were decent. We had a great time. But again, like there was like seven adults in a tiny ass bathroom sharing body parts. Half of them were standing in the bathtub.
Nice.
Yes. I mean, it was such a weird, crazy day. But that's every day with me, of course.
Right.
So I get them to do that. Like then people are all sorts of undressed, like trying to get it back together. We're coming out of the bathroom laughing. Somebody from a suite next door, a real big, you know, just like, crazy burly kind of guy. He has a hot dog hanging out of the zipper part of his pants.
Classic joke.
Classic
Hilarious.
Joke. So hot dog falls out. He's drunk. He goes away. I picked up the hot dog.
Right.
Didn't know where I was going with it at that time. I'm just waving it around like, I got a wiener.
Never let a good wiener go to waste.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like going to have so much fun with this. Now, again, at this point, this wiener is in my dirty hands, but it's been in his dirty hands through his dirty pee hole of the jeans if he pulls it through there.
Right.
And then also on the ground. So this hot dog's been through some shit. And
yes.
Kitty is, she's drunk as shit. And so Kitty wants to eat this hot dog, and I'm like waving it in her face, and she's like, "God, like, give me a bite." And I'm like, "Okay," but I was like, "Only I wouldn't let her have any of it unless she let me tickle her lips and slap her in the face with it." So I do that, and then she takes a bite. She fucking loved every minute of it. I swear to God. So then I make her husband do it, like, and he didn't mind getting tickled and slapped, but he didn't want to eat it. But we made him take a bite. It was her idea, and I just encouraged. Jenny Harley, she was so furious over the whole thing. She was so pissed off. Show him. And then the camera. She was so disgusted and angry, I guess, over the hot dog incident. And I'm like, honey, she fucking loved it, and she wanted it. Like, why are you upset and appalled over this?
Yeah.
And like, are you mad you didn't get your little lips tickled? I probably so. And so... and also, Kitty didn't want your hot dog, okay? She wanted mine.
The wieners are no fun unless they're shared with everyone.
Yeah. So they were just so great. We had, I mean, so many fun times like that. I may have smoked marijuana wherever I pleased at the track.
May have.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah. It was not the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It was one that is in a state that legalized marijuana.
Mm. Oh, okay. Good to know.
I teleported. And it's actually a port key. It's a whole Harry Potter thing. You just would have to know. And so, yeah, that fun day.
They don't drug test you down at the club?
Oh, yeah. They want to make sure your levels are just fucked up enough, you know, that the customers are happy.
Right.
They just want to see. I always tell them, if I leave my drink at the table, if you're going to roofie me, go ahead and put two in there because I have a tolerance. You know, let's make this fun for everybody. Right. But so, yeah, there was that with Kitty. And then anything else? The shower
was just the epic part. And I'll show you the video here in a sec. But it was literally, like you said, about as big as this table. And it had a hot red heat lamp in there.
Dude,
and so,
the fact that all of those adults got into that bathroom.
And these are old people. These are my grandparents.
I mean, they were silly as shit.
In the shower. And there's three people with their tops off just flopping around in there. And it was it was a special moment having that many people of such a wide age range.
Oh, yeah. Just it was so weird. It was so cool and weird that everybody came in there.
All in just in this tiny little shower together as one. Well, enjoying a day.
We are just about out of time, so start wrapping us up, Miranda.
All right. Well, Joey was very outspoken. Next time we have him on, we're going to tune him out a little bit. We're going to just turn that mic down off.
Yeah, you really ruined the podcast, Joey.
Yeah, I know. He just took over.
I wasn't expecting it, so.
He has high tea also. No.
Excellent.
I'll come better prepared next time.
If that's okay. We put him on the spot.
My first time ever on a podcast, so long time listener.
Congratulations.
Yes, congrats.
It didn't hurt as bad as they said it was going to. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for my Subway sandwich. I'm going to eat that soon. That was a story we'll get to sometime we come back about how I get hangry. I do get into a very savage beast, and then you realize that I'm just hungry and you feed me and it all goes away. Chris Spangle, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you. It is lovely to have you. And I hope he's okay with our deal for the podcast. I'm going to produce the podcast and she's going to give me hand jobs.
Yeah. But the thing is, I have somewhere to go today. So he's going to do a little stand-in.
Well, podcast deleted.
It's going down the drain. So I will make sure that Joey pays you nicely for that.
Thank you.
Left or right?
Well, the stranger only works if it's me sitting on my hand. So
they're both strange.
I'll go to the hand job.
Yeah, Tad will be accepting my hand job today.
Team player.
Yep.
Tad, your thumbs are kind of short. Let me see those.
You don't have good handy hands.
Okay, yeah, those are.
So, well, very good.
He's
Miranda.
Gripping something with those. I don't know what it is. Do you have an expendable thumb?
Listen, nobody masturbates better than Tad Western. So he's very experienced.
He grabbed that beer bottle like a champ.
Yes. He's already down four beers in anticipation for Tad Talk.
Yeah. He's probably listening to this podcast.
Yep.
You needed it.
You can,
have him on.
You can get both of these on your iTunes.
Yeah.
So
send me money.
Do it.
Quick pay.
Your very jokey, non-joke status the other day.
Yeah, exactly. It's just subliminal. It's like, you know what? I might be joking, but why don't you go ahead and send me some cash anyway?
I wish I had the ability to do that. I really could use money right now.
Yeah, but so you just throw it out there. You know what I mean? So what do you know what I mean? If you're not a hot chick and people are going to think that, again, you're a stripper, so maybe if I give her money, she might do something strange for that change.
I know. That's why I'm asking.
So what's your angle? So then
I have
you just
none.
Need to be like... I'm holding your liberty hostage, bitches. Quick pay me, you know?
That's why I need you to, you know, I'll give you 25%. You put it out there, you get me $1,000, you keep 250, I get 750.
I mean, I could do some fundraising and we can do some things like that.
Good.
I'm a yes girl. I get the yeses.
Yeah, I know you do. Right, Joey?
She does.
I pull out all the stops.
I mean, yes.
Naked cartwheel, what's it gonna take?
All right, well, thank you.
All right, well, thanks, guys. Find us on social media. I'm Miranda Barnett. You can find me on Facebook. Chris Spangle, you can find him on Facebook. We are Libertarians. It's an awesome podcast. And join us next time. It's going to be a shit show.